Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Understanding ETL Processes. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the extract, transform, load, ETL process, its significance in data preparation for business intelligence, BI, and common tools and techniques used in the ETL process. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand how ETL works, recognize its importance in BI, and identify some of the primary tools used to implement ETL processes. Main content explanation of extract, transform, load, ETL processes. The ETL process is a critical component of data integration and is essential for preparing data for analysis in business intelligence applications. The ETL acronym stands for extract, transform, and load, which are the three key steps in this process. Extract, this is the first step, where data is gathered from various sources. These sources can include databases, CRM systems, flat files, and even web services. The goal of extraction is to retrieve the data in its raw form without altering it. For instance, if your company uses a customer database and an online sales platform, data from both systems can be extracted to analyze customer behavior and sales trends. Transform. After data is extracted, it must be transformed into a suitable format for analysis. This step involves cleaning the data, removing duplicates, standardizing formats, and applying business rules to ensure consistency. For example, if customer names are stored in different formats, first name followed by last name in one source and last name first in another, the transformation process would standardize these formats to ensure uniformity in reporting. Additionally, during transformation, data types may be converted, calculations may be performed, and data may be enriched with additional information to provide more context. Load. The final stage of the ETL process is loading the transformed data into a target database or data warehouse. This is where the data will be stored and made accessible for analysis and reporting. The loading process can occur in real time, batch processing, or scheduled increments, depending on business needs. For example, a retail business may load sales data in real time to monitor performance, while a financial institution may load data nightly for reporting purposes. Importance of ETL in data preparation for BI. Understanding the importance of ETL in data preparation is essential for effective business intelligence. There are several reasons why ETL is pivotal. Data quality. ETL processes ensure that the data is accurate, consistent, and reliable. When data is cleaned and transformed before analysis, it leads to more trustworthy insights, which is vital for decision-making in business. Unified data view. ETL integrates data from multiple sources, providing a comprehensive view for analysis. This unified perspective helps organizations spot trends, opportunities, and risks that might not be visible when data is siloed across different systems. Time efficiency. Automated ETL processes save time by handling data extraction, transformation, and loading with minimal human intervention. This efficiency allows analysts to focus on deriving insights rather than spending excessive time on data preparation. Scalability. As businesses grow, their data needs evolve. ETL processes can be scaled to accommodate increasing data volumes and complexity, ensuring that organizations can keep pace with changing demands. Regulatory compliance. In many industries, data compliance is essential. ETL processes can help ensure that data is handled according to regulations, which is crucial for maintaining trust with customers and avoiding legal issues. Common ETL tools and techniques. There are various ETL tools available that can help streamline these processes. Some of the most commonly used ETL tools include Informatica PowerCenter, a widely recognized tool known for its robust data integration capabilities. It offers a user-friendly interface and supports a variety of data sources and targets. Talend, an open-source ETL tool that provides a comprehensive suite for data integration. It offers flexibility and scalability, making it ideal for businesses of all sizes. Microsoft SQL Server Integration Services, SSCS, a powerful data integration and workflow application that is part of the Microsoft SQL Server suite. It is widely used for data migration and ETL tasks. Apache NiFi, an open-source data integration tool designed for automating the flow of data between systems. It supports data routing, transformation, and system mediation logic. AWS Glue, a fully managed ETL service provided by Amazon Web Services. It simplifies the process of preparing data for analytics and can automatically discover and categorize data. When it comes to techniques, organizations may use a combination of batch processing and real-time data processing based on their needs. Batch processing is often used for large volumes of data that do not require immediate analysis, while real-time processing is essential for time-sensitive data. For instance, a news organization might use real-time processing to ensure that breaking news data is available immediately for reporting. Conclusion: in this lesson, we delved into the ETL process, which consists of the extract, transform, and load steps essential for preparing data for business intelligence applications. We discussed the importance of ETL in ensuring data quality, providing a unified view of data, enhancing efficiency, and supporting scalability. Additionally, we explored some common ETL tools and techniques available to support these processes. By understanding ETL, you are better equipped to leverage data for informed decision-making in your organization. Reflection questions: how does the ETL process enhance the quality and reliability of data in your organization? Can you identify a scenario in your work where integrating data from multiple sources would be beneficial? What ETL tools or techniques do you think would be most effective for your organization's data needs, and why?